Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Fraudulent signatures cast doubt on Florida abortion amendment validity. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, it's very encouraging. Finally, several Florida pro-life advocates filed a lawsuit, and they're represented by former Florida Supreme Court Justice Alan Lawson, against this abortion amendment in Florida, Amendment 4. And it will not affect the election. I mean, they're going to vote on it one way or another. But if it does happen to pass the popular vote, this could very well invalidate the amendment.
Yeah, absolutely. There's two things that are going on. And this civil lawsuit now is a result of criminal investigations that was opened by the Florida Office of Election Crimes and Security. And an interim report was issued recently regarding election fraud or potential election fraud. It was quite rampant, where there was signatures that were obtained from dead people, signatures that were obtained by individual collectors of the petitions that were paid an incentive for each signature that they received, people who were signature gatherers that were convicted felons, and signatures that were forged. So there was a lot of that criminal investigation ongoing. Two people have already been indicted. They've pled guilty, and they have been sentenced already. And then the official signature gathering entity, the Floridians Protecting Freedom, sponsored and created by Planned Parenthood, the ACLU, and the Open Society by George Soros, they've already been fined nearly a collective $350,000, mm-hmm, in criminal as well as civil fines for election fraud.
And, you know, according to that report that was published by the Florida Office of Election Crimes and Securities, that a preliminary audit of three Florida counties, which is Palm Beach, Orange, and Osceola, have revealed that an average, get this, 16.4% of a mistakenly verified signatures turned out to be fraudulent.
Yeah, and it varies from county to county. Like, for example, in Palm Beach County, the suspected submitted fraudsters had an average of 25.4% of those signatures invalid. In Palm Beach County, it was even higher than that. That was actually 36.6%, but went as high as 49% when counting both invalid and questionable signatures. In Orange County, which is Central Florida, Orlando, 32.3% of the signatures were fraudulent. And in Osceola, which is just south of Orange County, where the Disney is in Orange/Osceola, 7.4% of the signatures were fraudulent, with more listed as questionable. So it is amazing in terms of the numbers. And Florida hasn't done all of the 67 counties yet, but they're looking at some of these places. And this was part of the criminal investigation. And so consequently, a civil lawsuit has been filed in addition to the ongoing criminal investigation, which criminal investigation will go on whether or not Amendment 4 passes, because people will be held accountable criminally for election fraud, and some already have been held accountable. But the civil case may depend upon what happens on Election Day. If the Amendment 4 fails, it's possible that a court might not consider this particular lawsuit and just simply allow the criminal, mm-hmm, case to go on and take its course. If it passes, however, God forbid, then this civil lawsuit will become even more important, because it has the potential to undermine all of the petitions that help them reach their goal. And if they didn't get enough petitions to reach their goal that they were required to do, not just bulk, there's a certain number of petitions that they needed for the entire state, but they also needed that same percentage based upon the last presidential election, mm-hmm, down to the local districts, the precincts. And so you can't just have a lot of signatures from one part of the state and few signatures from another part. You have to have that certain percentage that is reflected in all of the different precincts so that you have representation across the country, the state. So if, for example, they find that a certain precinct falls below the required amount, they don't have to show that they have collectively all of the signatures. They have to show that they have not gained the sufficient amount of signatures in any one of the districts, in any one of the precincts. And if they do that, that becomes invalid and it's not supposed to be on the ballot. So this could actually derail this amendment if, in fact, God forbid, it passes. So right now, obviously, our focus and efforts and our prayers are not to have this passed. But this is a significant development, and it's coming just in time to educate the voters about the fraud behind getting this on the ballot.
Absolutely. You know, you go on our website and look at our press release. We've got the lawsuit attached in there. And if you go all the way down, you'll see all the forms that were filled out by many of these voters, you know, verifying the fraud that was going on with these signatures. And it took four brave Florida voters to speak up and file this lawsuit. You know, it makes a difference when a person speaks up. So they filed this lawsuit with former Florida Supreme Court Justice Alan Lawson, and they named the Secretary of State, Corey Byrd, as well as 21 of the state's supervisors of elections as defendants. You can just see there's a whole boatload of people in this lawsuit. But it makes a difference. When you see fraud, you have got to speak up. And this is a critical issue. We're talking about life in this issue of unborn babies.
So here's an example of what we're talking about. Florida's Congressional District 9, which includes Osceola County, a portion of Orange County, and a portion of the yet-to-be-audited Polk County, is projected, based upon these numbers, to have more than 3,500 invalid signatures.
That's crazy. Wow.
In the Florida Congressional District 9, proponents of Amendment 4 needed to meet a minimum signature threshold of 27,460 signatures, while the officials had validated 30,378 total signatures. The number of projected invalid signatures will drop the valid signature count below the minimum threshold by applying the average invalidity rate to all congressional districts. The lawsuit suggests the actual number of valid signatures would drop below the state's required threshold of 891,523 signatures to 833,521. The deficit demonstrates Amendment 4 should have failed to qualify for the ballot.
You know, and here's an example when the left, radical abortion activists, they think maybe they won't be able to win, so here they cheat.
Yeah, and, you know, we knew that there was fraud going on because of people that we know that were approached by these signature gatherers. And they just want you to sign this to get this on the ballot
to protect
women's health.
Yeah.
Women's rights. What is it about? It's about protecting health of women. Everyone wants to protect their health. And then you had to really press them again and again and again. What's it about? Tell me what it's about. Oh, it's about abortion, if they would even admit that. They would never tell you it's about abortion. That itself was fraudulent.
Right.
But this is worse because that's like, they told me this, and if you went to ask that person, no, I told them that. This is specific. There are people that are being registered that are dead.
They're making up signatures.
Yeah. They're forging signatures. They are being compensated by virtue of how many signatures they gather, so they're incentivized to make fraudulent signatures and forge them. The more they forge, the more they get. Many of these people were from out of state. Some of them were convicted felons. They hired the dregs of the earth. They hired these people to go out and make a buck. And they spent millions of dollars to get this on the ballot. Now they're spending tens and tens of millions of dollars to fraudulently deceive people in Florida about what this abortion amendment is about.
You know, I'm so grateful for this report, for the truth finally coming out. You know, granted, it's not before the election to make a difference, but I believe it will if it is, as you said earlier, if it is voted in. It will, I believe, be considered invalid.
Yeah, it'll be a rare situation for that to happen, but this is so blatant, and they've already had people convicted. They've already had people, this organization that's the sponsor, fined nearly $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not just hypothetical. This is blatant fraud. It's widespread. It's systemic. It is shocking. And no one should be able to get away with this. And in fact, people should, and many more will, go to prison over this fraud. This is how they push abortion. They lie. And we need to stand for life, have a voice, pray for this country, pray for Florida, pray for all the states. LC.org, that's LC.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.